intro today. It's not my job anymore.
You do it every Tuesday, every weekly show.
I'll do it?
Yeah. Go on.
Welcome to the show. Stop messing with the sound. You turn it up and down. Give it a wobble. A little wobble. You're not a DJ. The world's smallest mix deck.
I'm just glad you said mixed deck. Sounds like deck.
There's only four buttons there.
The world's smallest deck.
What do the other three do?
Well, they've got the shit sound effects on them. No
liquid football. Oh, yeah, get it off.
This is Al, the Obsession, brought to you by the great people at Small Goal Soccer.
Yeah.
Whoever runs that thing must be a brilliant man.
Fantastic people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you're part of it as well, aren't you?
That's why I said it. I wasn't talking about anyone else.
Tell us about Small Goal Soccer.
It's a football league, soccer league.
And?
That's about it.
No, there's lots more going on.
You can play organised adult soccer.
What about kids' football?
You can do kids' football.
What about
you
kids?
Tournaments.
What about kids' camps?
You can do camps.
What about Las Vegas?
You can go to Vegas and win the national championship and go to Germany and play in the World Cup. How about that?
See, that's a pitch.
All right.
That's much better.
Oh, there you go.
With soccer leagues. No, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving pieces.
Well, why don't you do it then if you've got all the answers?
I hate when
people do
that. Oh, no, I like to do it because I know it winds you up.
It has wound me up. So it was right under my skin.
So it was worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth doing. Small Goal Soccer. We've got our national tournament coming up, Tom, in Las Vegas, February 4th and 5th.
2 days.
Two-day tournament.
Yeah.
It's in the fields 2 minutes off the strip. It's good, isn't it?
That's going to be decent.
It's good, isn't it?
Actually going to be decent.
You going to come?
4th and 5th. I'll be in Vegas that weekend.
No, you won't.
No, I won't,
for
actually.
Mayor's Cup.
No.
I'll
be there for the tournament. I've entered the team.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win it.
Should we put our own team in?
We're going to win the World Cup.
That's what we should do.
Mate, we should bang a team in.
Do you reckon we could win it?
Definitely not, but worth a shot.
Especially after two nights in Vegas.
Yeah, there's no way.
It'd be absolutely bollocks.
Even if we were fit, we couldn't win it. But
yeah,
fit and unfit and in Vegas.
I think we should do it anyway for a laugh.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Get some ringers.
Are you off that weekend?
No, but I will be.
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to do it now.
All right, we're doing it.
All right.
I think we could get me, you. Who else?
David O'Sullivan, centre back.
No way.
No, he's not good enough.
He's not in the team.
No, he's not up standards. We're going to need some massive ringers to offset our shitness.
We also need people that are not that interested in partying.
Yes.
Because it's Las Vegas.
Yeah, but you don't want crap teammates either.
Yeah, you know what? I bet you could win this tournament just by parking the bus and playing up. Get one good attacker on the counter and you'll win the tournament.
Stop giving everyone our secret.
It doesn't matter. They can have our secret.
Sixes. If you've got five outfield players, four that don't leave your own defensive third and one that just goes and does the business.
Halfway line.
Your counter-attack, you'll be golden. Because the other team will get frustrated.
We could win it.
We could go to the World Cup. This is qualifier for the World Cup.
Yeah, this is the qualifier. So if anyone that doesn't know that, we take Team USA 6v6 team to the Germany World Cup in June.
It's the World Cup that happens to be in Germany. It's not like
the German World Cup. So if you win in Las Vegas, you go to Germany, all expenses paid.
Previous World Cups have been in Budapest, Hungary.
Pending sponsor only.
Lisbon, Portugal, and also in Crete in Greece.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Which you managed two of those tournaments.
I did, yeah.
How was your experience?
Did quite well, didn't we?
Well,
we did.
Well,
in two World Cups, we won 10 games and lost 3. One of those 3 losses was on penalties. The other one was in the 44th minute of a 40-minute game against Kazakhstan on a counter-attack. Yeah?
I think
so. Two of those losses were very unlucky.
It's a bit Spursy, isn't it?
The only team.
It's a successful.
We're not even starting with Spurs. The only team that well and truly beat us were the Russians, and they were fantastic. And they won the World Cup that year.
And then they got banned.
They went on and beat us.
And then they got banned.
Yeah.
Because they invaded another country.
Yeah.
Should not talk about that.
Yeah, not really their team, was it?
No.
It wasn't the Russian Sixes team that went and invaded anyone, but.
Well, you need more people than that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Unless they're good soldiers.
Well, they were bloody good footballers, I'll tell you that.
They were very good.
Fit as fiddles.
It's a good experience, though, isn't it?
It's amazing.
What was your biggest takeaway from the 6v6 World Cup?
Oh, God. Well, it's hard because
I've
got professional takeaways and I've got, like, personal, like, enjoyable moments.
Well, let's go personal. This podcast likes to get in close and personal.
Do you know what? There was a moment when I think it was actually the first World Cup, and we went there not knowing what the hell we were getting into.
We're in Lisbon.
We're in the... it's called the Praça de Comercio, which was the... It's basically the government square, but it's right down on the beach. And they built this incredible stadium there. And we'd gone out there not knowing what to do. So the first game, we were 1-0 down against Kazakhstan, and we were breaking all the rules. We didn't even know the rules. We didn't even know it was kick-ins when we got there. 1-0 down, and I remember thinking to myself, oh, fucking hell, we're in trouble here.
we looked out of our depth.
I don't think we touched the ball. I think DP gave away a free kick, and there was a slide tackling, which was banned. And I thought, oh, God, this could be embarrassing. We come back and we won the game 3-1. Second half, we sort of got grip of it, and we played really well. And then, obviously, the moment for me was we got to the quarterfinals, and we were playing Germany. And before kickoff, I just remember sitting there in the stadium and, like, wow, this is actually really, really cool. Like, they've got the TV cameras going on, like, really good environment. And half time, we were 2-0 up against the Germans, and it was wild. We end up losing on pens. But that was one of my favourite moments, sitting in the stadium doing that. One of them was beating England. We beat England.
That was fun.
4-1.
Yeah, that was fun.
We'd had a run in with the English contingency, just a bit of friendly banter.
It wasn't friendly.
And they'd mocked us Americans, thinking that, you know, we'd gone there with no chance.
They called us cowboys.
They asked us if we rolled in on our tanks. And I remember turning around to you when we went 3-0 up and giving it like, get in there. Yeah. And the English sort of ambassador was like walked off, like stormed off.
He was sat in front of me. I was just giving him so much grief. Get it up, you twat.
We went over there and ruffled some feathers. But and then I think, honestly, that night we beat
Slovakia.
We were 2-0 down until about the last 15 minutes against Slovakia. And we came back and won 4-2 on an absolute, like, just out of nowhere, just turned it on. And that night we went out to celebrate our qualification to the knockout groups, and we were on Pink Street in Lisbon. And
that was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember.
Good memories.
Yeah, it was a great night.
Just remember walking out of a pub with about 400 beers on a tray.
That was it. Yeah, me and you, two trays of pints, but they were like 20 pints per tray. It was just sloshing everywhere.
That was great.
But yeah, really, really good. Honest to God, if you've not thought about, if you're a good team or even just a team that wants to go for the experience, if you can qualify for that World Cup, it is incredible.
It is once in a lifetime.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I think the lads that went for the two tournaments, most of them play small goal, and they would concur that it is. And we took guys that had played at the highest level professionally. We had Robbie Finlay, who'd been at a World Cup in South Africa. Yeah. Andrew Webber played at MLS, won an MLS Cup. So Lamar Nagel, I think, had won an MLS Cup.
Tony Cassio played with Kaká.
Yeah, played Orlando. So we had guys that had done it at very, very high, well, the highest level. Yeah. And they were even like, this is a special experience. Yeah. So yeah, if you're listening and you've got a squad and you fancy getting yourself into Las Vegas on February 4th and 5th, let's see if you've got the minerals.
See if you can beat me and Adam's team.
Phoenix Celtic.
And make...
Yes!
Don't get it wrong. The referees will be on our side.
If you could pick a team of pros, not Ragbag Rovers, but if you could pick your dream six-a-side team, who would you say?
Off right here.
Just go. Off top. Go.
All right. Six-a-side team.
Who's your keeper?
Goalkeeper, I'm going to go with Martinez off of Argentina because he's a shithouser.
Yeah, and he'd be great. He's great in close quarters.
He's brilliant. He's massive.
Yeah, good in close quarters.
Yep. And he'd just wind people up. Yep. Proper wind-up merchant.
You're just going to name six Argentinian players, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm going in. Centre-back. That's tough. Here's the thing with sixes, though. I don't think you have certain positions. I think you want players that can do both sides of the ball.
Yeah, you're the coach, mate.
All right, I'm going to pick six Tottenham players. you want someone Rapido in it, but actually, you know what?
Rapido? Argentinian players, I guess.
There's a bit of pace, don't you? Wing-backs.
Do you need speed?
You need speed in sixes.
Okay.
Because you've got to be able to get up and back.
So me and you not doing the team, then?
Well, no, we part of us. Yeah. But if you're going to win it, you've got to be like
someone
dynamic.
Needs to be fast.
Dynamic. Who's the best fullback in the world at the moment?
Luke Shaw.
We're talking about pace here, mate.
I said that with a straight face as well. You can't see it because I'm not on camera, but I can't see a straight face when I said that.
I'd just go Messi. I'd go Messi. I'd go Neymar. I'd go
Neymar. Shit, what do you want him in your team for,
mate? But he plays that Neymar whatever it is cup. His little
Red Bull cup.
Yeah, Red Bull stuff. So he'd be all right, wouldn't he?
Right,
Megging people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want Neymar on my team.
No,
I'll take that.
Horrible.
Back. Harry Kane up front.
Okay.
Target centre forward.
Right.
Proper finisher.
Okay.
You'd have to have Haaland. Imagine Kane and Haaland in a 16.
Just get Haaland in any team.
It'd be outrageous.
So you've got Haaland, Kane, Messi, Martinez in there.
That's four.
Any
we need two more players here.
Yeah, two more.
Who's a good midfielder?
Well, you're in the team.
Foden.
You're in the team.
Me and Foden. Me and Foden, that's it.
You're on the bench of your own dream team.
Yeah, I've left myself out.
That was brilliant.
And I had a Foden in there, yeah.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Yeah, I like that.
Two Man City players.
Maybe De Bruyne as well on the bench, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Bernardo Silva, just Man City's team.
What a team.
Luke Shaw.
I'd honestly consider maybe having Kyle Walker in there. I bet he'd be really good at sixes. Because he's quite smart. He'd just be a pain in the bum.
The entire City squad is very good at sixes.
They probably just play sixes every day.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Anyway, so yeah, Soccer Sixes Nationals, get involved.
February.
You come and face us.
Nobody will face
us. Come on, face of the AHO Dream Team.
We'll be in the second division, which doesn't even qualify for the World Cup.
No, I'm going to put us in the second division, but give us a bye to the final.
Put us in the first one.
Yeah.
Let's play in the proper one.
Well, let's do it.
Just proper annoying people.
You won't do it.
I will do it.
You haven't got the minerals.
I'm not paying for it.
Well, we don't have to.
I know you'll get it. You're going to send me a link to register.
Send me, you can Venmo me.
Yeah.
$100 a head. Let's do it.
You know what we should do? And then we can commentate the final.
Yeah, live stream.
This is our entrance into the World Cup, like into commentary.
Yeah, we need those little woolly mics.
Yeah, like that.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to commentate the final.
Well, what if we're in the final?
We'll commentate it anyway. We'll mic ourselves up.
Running around the pitch.
All it'll be is me going. Having a heart attack. What's that? Is Adam throwing up? Yeah.
Especially 2 days on the bevies in Vegas.
Yeah, we're in Caesar's Palace till 4 this morning.
Playing craps.
Finals at 10.
Straight to the pitch in your tuxedo.
Oh, mate, what a kit.
I tell you what, it'd be some celebration winning the cup in Vegas, though.
You win the World Cup. You qualify for the World Cup in Vegas.
Imagine the party on Sunday night.
Wish I was fit.
You've got a month.
It's not enough. It'll take a week of thinking about getting fit to start.
Yeah, 700 frappuccinos later.
Today is the 10th of January, and I've been thinking about what I'm going to do to get healthy since January the 30th, or December the
31st. How many Starbucks drinks have you had since then?
You know what, I've actually...
You cut
Starbucks out, but you're going to love this. You're going to love this. So, because I'm a cheap bugger. Starbucks, $7 for a coffee now at Starbucks.
It's ridiculous.
I can't stomach it anymore. No, I cannot do it.
Cut it off.
I will not go. And it's not even that great coffee.
You want a little tip?
I've got a tip.
Okay, you give me your tip. I'll give you my tip. We'll touch tips.
Okay, so there's a little reservation gas station right on the corner where I go to the college.
Some people don't know what a reservation is.
It's like on the...
Makes it sound like you have to make a reservation to go to the station.
I like that. So it's on the like
native
reservation, right? So I've a stop off there, and it's brilliant. It's like a cafeteria, and they've got everything. But they've got a coffee that it's their own brew, and it's called Double Black. And a large cup of that will fire you to the moon. It is
how much is it?
$1.15.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
And Starbucks are charging you
$7. $7 for a coffee half the size, not even a third of the strength. This stuff is tasty.
Do you want my tip now?
Go on.
So every time you would think about going to Starbucks, like say it's your $7,
yep,
transfer $7 out of your bank account into like your whatever checking or your other savings account,
yep,
and then just see where it's at the end of the day. Yeah, I did that one, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good. You get a nice little boozy bonus for your holiday money.
All right, that's a little tip.
Yeah, there do that.
Boring.
Well, it's better than yours. Who cares about $1.50 coffee on the reservation?
Gas station coffee is brilliant.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
That and gas station taquitos. I don't eat them. I do not eat them, I promise you.
That's how you're going to get in shape. Gas station coffee and taquitos.
Hot dogs. Gas station hot dogs are terrifying. Have you ever been in the middle of nowhere when you're driving like to Vegas and you stop off in like Wiki Up?
Yeah, and you get a gas station hot dog.
That hot dog's been there for 4 days.
And you shite yourself in Kingman.
No thanks.
That's all right.
Cool.
You got to do it once in a while, haven't you?
You have.
All right, let's stop talking and shite now. So more shite. Do we want to talk about how life is, or should we go to football?
Nah, let's go a little bit of football. I think it's clear where our lives are at.
In shambles.
Falling apart, lost.
Someone that's not shambolic or falling apart, Roberto Martinez.
What a champ.
I love him.
Best man in the world.
Tom, be real. What the fuck is going on? He got shit on that he keeps getting better jobs. Who's he got? He's got...
So if you haven't heard, Martinez just got the Portugal head coach job.
After being sacked by Belgium.
For failing with their best
golden generation.
Yeah.
Did you hear his quote in the Portugal presser?
What's he said?
He said, "Well, I had Belgium in the number one ranking in the world for the 4 years I was in charge." Yeah, that's the real quiz, mate. Yeah. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, like, yeah, but he didn't win anything.
He drives me insane, but I admire him so much.
He must be amazing at interviewing. He must just put on a brilliant presentation.
He must, right? He just got tight. Just be real for a second. Football wise, seriously, this is mental, isn't it?
But it is crazy. Belgium were pathetic this World Cup,
they weren't great the last tournament.
There can't be anyone at the Portuguese FA who were like, "Go get Roberto."
They can't have seen anything and thought, "This guy has got his tactics down. Yeah. His team set up well. He's replenished the squad, which was ancient."
No,
nothing.
Mad.
And then when they were good, when they were very good in the 2021 Euros, they did nothing. The World Cup in 2018, they did nothing. No.
He's the perfect man just to sort of... You know what he might be? And this is my maybe a bit conspiracy-ish, but he might be a bit of a scapegoat because they've got to get through this Ronaldo sort of transition out of the national team. It's almost got to follow suit of what's happening in club football.
Because Ronaldo's not going to quit by himself, is he?
Someone's going to have to push him out.
Someone's going to have to fire him.
And be the bad guy.
Get Ten Hag in!
So, yeah, imagine that. Follows him around. Yeah. But someone's going to have to be that guy who's got to deal with that kind of awkward like transition. So maybe Martinez, who's... Cause even his quote, he was like, "You know, I'm going to get to know all 26 players and, you know, decisions will be made on the pitch, including what happens with Cristiano." Of course you've got to say that, but like, they need someone that's going to have to do the dirty work. So maybe he's the dirty work for 18 months, and then they go, "Right, you've done a shit job, but now that's done with."
Because they have got a good squad.
Yeah, really good little squad.
Yeah, they were unfortunate at the World Cup.
So yeah,
I can't. I'm shocked.
Where does he go after this? Let's start predicting.
What about this pathway? Wigan relegated. Everton. He had a win record of something like 30%. Yeah. Belgium job. Greatest generation of Belgian players forever.
Yep.
Did nothing. And now he's got the Portugal job. One of the best countries in the world of football.
You know where he's going to end up?
Man United.
Spurs.
Yeah, that's
definitely
a good shout.
Spurs. Doesn't win anywhere.
No. If he does a half decent job at Portugal, he will end up at Spurs.
Down at Spurs.
Yeah.
With $1 billion of Qatari money to spend.
I think someone else is going to end up at Spurs.
Oh, well.
We'll get onto that in a minute.
All right,
speaking of Spurs, not even a reject, Spurs legend. Cool. Gareth Bale has retired.
He has retired.
Did you know he's 500-1 odds on to win the Masters?
Didn't. Sure. Is he really?
Yeah.
What a bet that is.
I take that.
He wouldn't win the Masters. He's not that good, is he? There's a reason why it's 500-1.
Well, yeah, but any bet at 500-1, you throw like tenner on it, don't you?
Yeah, $5,000.
If it comes in, who gives a shit?
It's never going to happen.
Leicester won the Prem, Tom.
Yeah, but 500-1.
Leicester were like 5,000-1.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Leicester odds were crazy.
So, but is he? He says he's retired now. He retired 3 years ago.
It seems even longer than that.
He's not. He's not really been at it, has he? Which is mental to say because he's the most decorated British player of all time.
So that's my question for you. Where does he rank as a British footballing legends
in terms of achievement?
Not number one, surely.
Yeah, he's number one.
Come on,
Adam. He's number one.
No way.
Look what he's done. He's won four Champions Leagues?
Five.
He's won five? What are you even arguing about?
He's
won five Champions Leagues.
It's not even close. Ryan Giggs is much better. But Giggs, he can't be called that anymore because of what's going on in his personal life.
Ryan
Giggs better all-time footballer.
You think Giggs is better than Bale?
Yes.
You're in La La Land.
Cut the fuck out.
You are La La Land.
There's no way. Ryan Giggs, you just can't say anymore because he's slandered his name.
No, it's nothing to do with his personal life.
Yes,
Giggs could not do what
Gareth
Bale does.
He won 12 Premier League titles.
Great.
Two European Cups.
All right. How many La Ligas has Gareth Bale got?
One.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. 12, come on. 12 titles, 8 FA Cups.
Yeah, but mate, Giggsy still couldn't do anything with Wales, could he?
Neither did Gareth Bale.
Got him to a World Cup.
Meaning what?
Got him into the Euros.
Who cares?
The Welsh care.
And they did what there?
Mate, there's not a Welsh person that thinks Giggsy's better than Bale. There isn't. There's not one.
Really?
No way.
Idiots.
Yeah. You're just... Take your bloody red pants off.
I've not got red pants on. Wish I did, though.
So, I'm telling you, I think Bale is the best British player in history. I really do. I don't think there's anyone who tops him.
No, is there not an English player that you think would be better than him?
No, I really don't.
Interesting.
Just in terms of what he's achieved.
Shame he fell off so heavily the last few years.
I just won MLS Cup saying that, though.
That's what I mean. He scored the bloody winning goal.
In retirement.
Equalising goal in extra time.
Some of those Champions League goals were outrageous. Yep. Fucking bicycle kick against Liverpool was fucking delicious.
Yeah, oh, mate.
Enjoyed that.
Some of the stuff he'd done, he was just different level. Even in his early days at Spurs. I mean, if you think back to it, remember the hat trick he scored away into Milan? It was just ridiculous.
Oh, like, Maicon just got dusted.
Done him. So,
like, I forgot the Real Madrid goal where he ran out of bounds by about 7 yards.
Against Barcelona. Outrageous.
Came back in bounds and scored.
Slipped in the near post.
I think something that maybe goes under the radar a bit is how he navigated, where it was almost like, not that Real Madrid didn't like him, but Ronaldo was there, so he was always sort of second fiddle, and he never seems to bother him.
No, because he loved play. He's one of those players that you don't feel like is. There's some footballers that you look at and you go, football's his life.
Right.
Like, Gareth Bale, football's his job. Like, you sort of get that feeling, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he definitely enjoys golfing more than being at training and those sort of things. But yeah, he will be a legend. I think he's number one. I think it's debatable.
Well, who's the debate then?
Well, you say Giggs. I don't
think so you're admitting it's a debate.
David Beckham.
No chance.
Nah, Bale is better than Beckham.
Beckham won 8 titles at United.
Yeah.
He only won one in the European Cup at United. Did he win any at Real Madrid?
Yeah, he must have.
Must have.
Must have.
All right, half time. We're back in a minute. Healthy obsession. Get it up, you. All right, we're back. Second half, a healthy obsession. We got excited there at halftime. We started getting a bit more serious about.
We've just spent half an hour talking about the strategy for how we're going to win the World Cup qualifier.
I've got something for you. If you're listening and you're good at football, and by good I mean you're half decent, can track the ball, and you fancy yourself.
Apply.
Yeah, apply, and I don't care where you are in the world.
Yeah.
If you can get to Las Vegas,
you're on the team.
February 4th and 5th, you're on.
I like that.
You're in the squad.
Yeah.
Message him before, so we don't need 20 people showing up.
Yeah, don't just show up. Right.
Message first.
We need to get some fancy kits.
AHO kits?
No. Tuxedo kits.
Yeah, perfect.
Proper Vegas.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm all about it.
Just wear it in the pub.
Yeah, wear it everywhere. I'm not getting changed for the whole weekend.
Ideally, we get a few people. Do we want to encourage people that like to go to the pub or don't like to go to the pub?
Need a mix of both.
All right, so 3-3.
Couple of good lads.
Couple of piss heads.
A couple of okay lads.
Yeah. No one shit.
Not bad at football.
You're
not invited.
If you're listening and you fancy yourself at football, apply, send us a message on Instagram, A Healthy Obsession, and come and be on our football team.
Just so you know, what we mean by good at football is you better conform, right?
To Tom's tactics.
Yeah. This is our way.
Park right? the bus.
If you think you're good at dribbling and stuff, nah, not going to happen. We're talking about if the ball's not in bounds, the other team can't score. That's sort of going to be, that might write that on the shirts as like a motto.
All right.
They can't score if the ball's out.
Perfect.
From kickoff, just boot it 3 pitches away.
Like, yeah, that's it.
Start the watch, ref.
Twat it out.
Yeah. We're going to stifle and frustrate.
And then play for pens.
We did that in Greece when we won 1-0 up. I was telling the lads to boot the ball into the sea.
Stick it in the ocean.
We're on the beach. And then someone said, yeah, but they've got more balls. Well, let's find out how many they've got.
And they'll just keep twatting them in the ocean.
Just goalkeeper catches it and just volleys it 40 yards into the sea.
So if anyone's listening and actually wants to play football, need not apply. We are going park the bus, defend to the death,
We want a team.
Hopefully, we get one on the counter.
Yeah, we need a team of shithouses.
We're playing for 3 draws in the groups and then pens in the knockouts.
Yes. I'm all in.
We'll win the tournament by scoring no goals, just winning on pens.
And a shootout.
Brilliant.
Assuming we'd be good at pens.
Are you excited about it?
I'm terrified. I can't imagine playing 40 minutes of 6-a-side football. I'm tired of thinking about it.
It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. All right, sweet. So let's move on. Speaking of parking the bus, it's end of an era in Spain.
Yeah.
Diego Simeone.
So what's it? Is it now? I don't understand when managers do this.
Middle of the season.
What? Like, he announces I'm leaving at the end of the season. Very strange thing to do for me.
What do you think of him as a manager?
He's brilliant. We could use him in Vegas, to be fair. I think his tactics would be spot on.
I reckon he could still come and play and boss it.
100%. He'd probably still train.
Do you think he could go and get pretty much any job he wants after this?
I don't think he gets any job he wants. he's going to be very sought after.
Seems like he's done a good job of sort of reshuffling the culture at that club, because they've been yeah. in the mix for the last decade he's been there.
He's done wonders with very little.
How many times has he won the league? Twice?
Has he won twice?
Once. I think so.
But he's kept that club relevant. Mm. And in difficult circumstances, they normally end up selling the best players. They get taken apart every year. And he rebuilds and he establishes a culture. I think he's brilliant. I really do.
Do you think he will end up in the Premier League?
Do you know what? It'd be really interesting, because I think it's a tough... Where would he go? Would be my question. Now,
would you have him at Spurs?
Yeah, 100%.
Would you?
Yeah.
The football's bad, though.
Is it bad?
So defensive. Well, you love that, though.
can it be any worse than what we've currently got? We've gone through Mourinho, who just sat there and Spurs just counter-attacked.
Right.
And he actually did a better job than Conte did at it. And now Conte's doing the same thing, and it's pathetic.
It's more of that.
Yeah.
With more theatrics on the sideline. Exactly. Although Conte's kind of like that, isn't it?
Mourinho was quite... He's a perfect fit.
Provocateur.
To be fair, he's right in the line.
I can see that happening.
Going to Spurs.
That or Everton.
I think if we get a big money investment, which is the rumour, Qatari money... If we get that coming, I could see someone like Simeone being the man.
The one after Conte.
He's going to have a draw. Players are going to want to come play for him in the Prem. Because he'll come to the Prem. He's not a man that does things by half. So if he did come to the Prem, he'd come with a point to prove.
Well, yeah. I think so. And I think it'll be... The conversation will be all around, well, you know, you've done it in Spain, but can you do it over here? Yeah. You know, he's got Chelsea written all over him.
Yeah, he does. Definitely.
That's a Chelsea hire, for sure.
Yeah, and I think their man there is in a lot of bother.
He's having a hard time, isn't he?
Do you know what I thought was really weird? So obviously they fell apart against Chelsea this week in the cup, against City in the cup, right? City's beating, really, as well.
It was.
I thought it was really weird that after the game, Pep Guardiola made comments like, you know, he basically spoke to Todd Bowley, who's the owner, the chairman.
Yeah, he's the owner.
The owner of Chelsea. Yeah. Like, you know, please give Graham Potter more time. You've got the right man. He just needs time. I found that really weird. Like, is he playing 4D chess? Is he like...
You think that's a bit like patronising?
Is he? I think it's quite patronising, because he basically just told everyone, like, yeah, I think Potter's in the hot seat, by the way. Like, he's just shone a light on it. Like, if he wasn't thinking about firing him, now he's like, well, should I be thinking about firing him?
When you've just dicks him 4D.
Yeah, and then the second bit of it is like, or is he just playing that card of... You know, keep your enemy weak.
Like,
you know, he's Potter's rubbish. Keep him.
Well, and it's like Potter's punching way above his level, right?
I think Potter's good. I do think he's good.
Yeah, one win in 11 would disagree with you, Tom.
It's really... to get thrown in there mid-season. I mean, he's managing Brighton on a Saturday, and then the next week he's coaching the Champions League for Chelsea.
Yeah, that's called a step up. Like, don't accept the job if you can't hack it.
Well, no, 100%, but the step up is... I mean, you've got no time to install anything. You don't know the players. You've got to get used to the culture, the environment.
Honestly say you don't think he's out of his depth?
I think I'd have won more than one game.
I do as well. I think you would have won more games than that. It's embarrassing.
It's pretty bad.
He's out of his depth big time.
I'm not gonna write him off that quickly.
I'm not even saying I don't think he's a good manager, but he's way out of his depth.
He's in a hole right now. He's got to find a way.
And Guardiola's throwing dirt on his head.
Yeah.
He's burying him alive.
Telling the chairman, don't fire him.
Yeah.
Fuck off,
that's
Pep.
That's a dick.
Piss off, Pep, but I need you.
Just dicked you with my B team.
Criminal, that.
Speaking of Atletico Madrid and Chelsea, yeah. João Felix has I think he has agreed a loan deal.
They've paid 11 million to loan him. I don't understand that.
It's a lot, isn't
it? How's that work?
For half a season. It's aggressive.
And they've also done it on Mason Mount's birthday. So, yeah. Mason, take a back seat for the rest of the
season.
See
you later, mate.
You're not playing much.
Well, Pulisic is out now as well, isn't he, for 3 months? Yep. He's made of glass.
He's
always injured.
Always broken.
That could be the problem.
Frustrating, really.
Very
frustrating. He's got huge potential.
I'm quite disappointed. I thought United were going to go grab a hold of João Felix. A bit disappointing.
Really?
Yeah, because now we're linked with Weghorst.
Who?
From Burnley.
Oh, nice.
Well, he's on loan at Besiktas. We get some weird signings, isn't it?
You know what? Trust your man, because he's got it going in the right direction.
He's doing great at the moment.
Ten Hag.
So, let's Simeone to Chelsea. So, Potter gets sacked in a couple of weeks. They'll do what they always do, temp manager for the rest of the season, and then they'll give Simeone the job in the summer.
Yep.
You heard it here first.
Well, because Spurs' job won't be open because...
Right. Conte's not going anywhere
yet. Conte's come out and said that he's not going to leave Spurs until they win a trophy. So he's going to die at Tottenham.
Yeah, he's going absolutely nowhere.
He's
going
to be there for 30 years. Mm. So there's that. Yeah.
So should we have a quick butchers over the scores since we last spoke? Anyway, the scores of significance.
Fucking Arsenal keep winning.
FA Cup.
Oh, you want to go FA Cup?
Yeah, do you want to go Prem first?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Was there a Prem game since we last spoke?
There was a couple in the midweek, weren't there? But it's not a big deal.
Yeah, so, well, Spurs got a big win against Crystal Palace. Yeah,
4-0.
Yeah.
Told you, Patrick Vieira is a fraud.
Southampton are getting it together. After they've been slagged off left
bottom
and right.
Bottom league is tight, mate. Really tight.
Hmm. And City got the win at Chelsea, didn't they? Which, actually, Chelsea were good in that game.
Yeah.
Chelsea didn't really deserve to lose that game, didn't they?
But they did.
Well, they did, and he's a fucking bluffer. He's the new Roberto Martinez. He'll end up getting sacked from Chelsea and end up with the Tottenham job.
That's what happened. We'll take him. We love taking ex-Chelsea managers.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, so there's a load of FA Cup games, which we won't pretend we know much about.
No,
the
we
FA
don't.
Cup.
I didn't watch much.
But Man United beat Everton convincingly on Friday.
Nice. Yep.
Couple of own goals in that game, which was exciting. Everyone slagged Anthony off pretty quickly, but he scored two in his last two games. I found it interesting. He was getting ripped apart before he got back on form. He had like two bad games, and it was like, oh, what a waste of money. He's doing good now, though. So United beat Everton 3-1. Spurs got a sweaty little win against Portsmouth.
Love a little 1-0. That's all you need in the cup, mate. And we played our full team, by the way.
Did you?
Start Harry Kane. Everyone played.
Harry Kane scored again.
Yeah, great goal, by the way.
A lot of goals.
But yeah, Spurs scraping by. Villa got knocked out by Stevenage.
Bad, isn't it?
Yep. Stockport, your boys are out. Yeah. Walsall, Dunham 2-1.
Disappointing. What did you make of that Liverpool game against Wolves and the disallowed goal at the end and the reason for it being disallowed?
Do you want my real opinion?
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
They said they didn't have a camera to review the angle properly.
Wait, so they didn't have VAR set up?
They have VAR set up, but apparently they didn't have like one of the cameras to like see the angle.
You're having a wind-up.
That's why the goal was disallowed. Liverpool have got VAR in their pocket.
But you know, VAR, they didn't have it at Sheffield United, did they? There was complaints about that.
Right.
So like, you can't have it in a competition at some grounds and not at others. It needs to be all the same.
Totally changes the game.
Like, why have you got VAR here but not there?
Good win for West Ham at Brentford. But the game of the round was Ryan Reynolds' Wrexham against Coventry City.
Yeah, 4-3
and,
away.
Yeah, 4-3. I really hope United get Wrexham in the next round. Have they already done the draw?
Don't forget Rob McKenney.
Rob McKenney.
Say it.
Rob McKenney.
Is that his name?
I just made that up.
Rob McKenney.
I can't remember how to pronounce his last name.
Don't forget him. He's invested. But yeah, 4-3 over Coventry. They were 4-1 up and then gave up two late ones, which was a bit but yeah. They're through to the next round, and the draws are out. Have you seen the draws?
No, I haven't seen the draw. Go on, give us
Let's have a quick scan through. So we've got Blackburn will play the winner of Forest Green Rovers and Birmingham. Forest Green Rovers on a little runner. God, there's nothing standing out to me. Fulham, Sunderland.
Man United play Ipswich, I think.
Oh, here's one. Man City, Arsenal.
Ooh, nice.
That's a good little draw. So one of them ain't getting a cup.
Ooh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Newcastle got knocked out by Sheffield Wednesday. We didn't mention that. That's disappointing for them.
I think they're just focused on the league.
Really?
Yeah.
Focusing on top four.
They're also
in the Carabao Cup semi-final, Tom.
It can always fuck you. Too many competitions.
Well, they're in Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
Semi. So
they're all right.
All right.
Spurs, Preston, North End. Sheffield Wednesday, Fleetwood. And then you got Wrexham are going to Sheffield United. Or hosting Sheffield United. That would be a good one. So, yeah.
A couple of good games in there.
I'm not excited about any of it.
No, not yet. No. It's not until the quarters and the semis that you start getting your thighs a bit sweaty.
Yeah.
Carabao Cup was today, the big games.
Who?
Man United won 3-0 against Charlton.
And the gaffers, where did he sit? Was it at Man United?
Yeah, at Man United.
Where did he sit?
So, yeah, so I sent this to Tom before the game. The Charlton Athletic manager has got season tickets for Manchester United.
How has he got time to have a season ticket?
It's weird, isn't it?
He manages Charlton, which means he lives in London, by the way.
He's a professional football manager. I mean,
which means he's also managing most Saturdays or weekends.
So, no, it just must be in the family or something. Because he's not training up to watch United. Sorry, I can't coach today. Go watch United.
I'm going to cut training short half an hour because I need to get up the motorway. United are playing tonight.
What? So, yeah, United won 3-0 against Charlton and Newcastle beat Leicester 2-0. So they're both in the semi. We're waiting to see who the opponents will be.
Yeah.
It's exciting, isn't it?
I'm thrilled.
Are you you excited about the transfer market at all? Have Tottenham been linked up with anyone?
I think as a Spurs fan, you're never excited about the transfer market because usually it's not good players coming in. It's normally Harry Kane's leaving or whoever our son's leaving.
United were linked with Harry Kane, didn't they?
You've been linked with him for 8 years.
It's not going to happen, is
You've
it?
Always been linked with him.
If it was going to happen, it would have been with City.
He should have jumped. So his move was before Haaland went to City. Right. Once they took Haaland, City doors closed. He's never going to City.
But now he can go to United.
He's not. Why would he go to United?
Good manager.
To do what?
Carabao Cup semi-final.
We've been there. We've done a few of them.
All right, just try and be honest for a second, because you're a little lying bastard.
Go on.
Do you think that Harry Kane would have a better chance at staying at Spurs and winning a trophy or leaving and going to Man United and winning a trophy? I know the answer to the question because I saw the look on your face.
And that's the end of this week's show.
So you're saying that he would have a better chance of winning a trophy if he left and went to Man United?
I think Spurs have got that awful problem at the moment where any final we get to, it's, are Spurs finally going to do it? And it's just, it's that, it's like a curse.
Well, and a Harry Kane, one of our own thing, doesn't help. So much pressure on him.
He could have even got us to a World Cup semi-final, but he's blasting it over the bar. I think he's part of the curse.
He's a bottle job.
I think it's part of him.
Is he a bottle job?
He's not a bottle job.
Well, he's never won anything.
So far, he's a bottle job.
I know, he's not won a thing. How old is he, 30?
Yeah, he's got to be close.
So United, if United sign him now, he'd get at least 3 or 4 good years out of
him. Yeah, what are you going to do with him?
Stick him up front with Rashford. Rashford's on fire, mate. He scored again today.
He's up front with Son Heung-min.
So?
He's brilliant. Better than Rashford.
No, he's not.
He's better. Oh, I'll fucking die on this
one. Well, let's just go straight.
Who's better, Rashford or Son?
Let's just go straight stats this season.
Premier League's top goal scorer last season. What was Rashford doing? Crying all season because he was crap.
We know he was helping children
feed
in need.
Dinners, yeah.
Yeah, getting free dinners, yeah. you monster.
All right, well, he's a good person, but he's not as good as a footballer.
How many goals Son scored this season?
No, I did one.
Yeah, Rashford scored 10.
How many scored last season?
What, Rashford?
No, yeah.
Well, what are you talking about last season for? It's in the past.
Son got 24.
It's in the past.
Yeah.
He's rubbish now.
I'd rather play with Son than Rashford.
No, not me.
100%.
Not me.
Really?
Definitely not.
Sixes in Vegas. We could have Rashford or we could have Son. You're taking Son all day.
Rashford. Yeah, you want Rashford on a sixes team.
No, you don't.
Of course you do.
You don't want Son on a sixes team.
Rashford,
come on, mate.
Rashford would be sick at sixes.
Rashford ain't got a left foot.
Yes,
Son
he
could
does.
Shoot with both.
No, I'd have Rashford in a half.
Son can go left, he can go right, he's rapid.
Rashford's twice as fast.
No, he's not.
How many but he's not on form either. Son's not on form.
That's fair.
Rashford's bang on form.
Yeah.
I'd have him in a heartbeat.
It would be better on a night out. Both would be crap.
Boring.
Yeah, both would be rubbish. Boring.
So would Kane.
Kane would be rubbish.
Boring.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind going out with
Grealish. Grealish loves
Grealish,
Vegas.
Grealish, yeah.
Loves Vegas.
Foden, I think, would be good crack.
Just so all the listeners know, the next 3 days of text messages, me and Adam, are just going to be different footballers suggested, both professional and amateur.
Trying to figure out who we're taking to Vegas and then not going to Vegas.
Forgetting to register, missing the deadline.
Forgetting to register
for his own event.
We'll end up forgetting to book rooms. I mean, end up not in a different hotel.
You're missing the group rate. Oh, for fuck's sake, playing three times as much as anyone else in the same hotel.
Have you got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I have not.
All right, Rashford's better than.
He's not better. I can't believe you're saying this.
Do you want to look at some fixtures for the weekend? Because I don't know if we're going to talk again.
What's
before.
Coming up? No, okay. we won't talk again.
We won't talk. We will not talk again. No. So tomorrow, Fulham play Chelsea, Tom.
That's a tough game for Chelsea. That's a must win. It's a local.
If they lose that, does he get sacked?
God, do you think?
I think so.
You see him getting binned?
Friday, it's Aston Villa Leeds. That's also a huge game in the grand scheme of things.
Aston Villa Leeds? Yeah, Friday. When it comes down to it, will be.
And then Saturday, mate, it's actually a good weekend of football.
It's a great weekend of football.
Man United, Man City.
Half five in the morning, I was on the time.
Minging.
Yeah, not watching that, are
you? Brighton, Liverpool.
That'll be a good game of football. Tasty. Brighton good at the moment. And it's at Brighton. Brighton might get a result.
Tasty. Everton, Southampton. Both teams need a win.
Relegation battle.
Forest, Leicester. Relegation battle. Wolves, West Ham.
Not relegation, but
ish.
They're in a battle.
Ish. Brentford, Bournemouth. A bit boring.
Yeah, a bit boring. But then you've got on Sunday, Chelsea Palace.
Must win.
Chelsea could be a new manager.
Could be Simeone by Sunday.
And then you've got Newcastle, Fulham. And then a really, really, really big game.
Huge.
Spurs, Arsenal at Spurs.
Arsenal.
It's time for the Arsenal run to end. It's happening.
Arsenal are going to win.
They're going to beat us 4-1 or
5-0. You know who's a bang on form, who's picked up the baton from Gabriel Jesus, is Nketiah. 4-4.
Time for that to
He's
end.
He's definitely going to score on Sunday.
He's going to come up against Davinson Sanchez, Eric Dyer.
It's terrifying.
And World Cup winner.
what, World Cup runner up, Lloris.
Well, he's in goals, but we've got a World Cup winner in front of him.
All right, should we get out of here?
Oh, I need to.
Bye bye. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope your obsession. See you in Vegas.
Oh, thanks for listening to our little show.
See you in Vegas.